This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And that's what I want you. I want you to be part of the solution. I'll hit the phones in a second. But I got to tell you something. This is just amazing. It's amazing at every level. Now, again, as if we care, right? You've got celebrities, Hollywood stars coming forward because they call for the coronavirus. This is a chance for radical transformation of this country. Are these people for real?
Well, yes, of course they're for real. I already know that.
That's over 100 years old.
Oh, what are we doing here? Shut up. Anyway, no, really, when you think about it, think about what these people are doing, what they want from you. They've got all the money there is. They don't need any more money. So all these Hollywood elites, they came together. They decided that they have a clue and you don't. De Niro, let's listen to him. Because he loves us so much, right? I mean, these people are so self-centered. In the middle of this corona crisis that has killed upward of about 250,000 people worldwide and thrown millions of people into this. This is Barbara Streisand. Right? I mean, think about this. What does she live in? Where is she living at? What are these stars going to give up 80%? I'll even let them keep some. Give up 80% of your money to help all these people. Right? They're going to tell us how to live our lives and what to do. Are they giving up anything? You know, are they going to give up one of the two planes that they have? Or the three planes or whatever they got? They're demanding that we don't go back to normal. Right, what does that mean? Over 200 actors, actresses, academics, and Nobel Peace Prize winners. Right? They're smarter than we are. I told you, this is that elitist attitude that they have. Right? And they think we should be more like Europe. Europe is a shambles. They have no money. They take care of their people from cradle to grave, as they say. And notice, I want you to think about something. These are people that have $1 billion already. They're not really hurt by any of this. Right, we're still buying their albums and movies and such online. You Christians, this is the Hollywood group that hates you. They don't dislike you. They hate you. Right? I mean, think about it. Barbara Streisand, Robert De Niro, Joaquin Phoenix. These are all people that live in $1 billion homes. They have maids. They have a day maid and a night maid, an upstairs, a downstairs maid, an outside maid, an inside maid. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to tell us
how to live and what to do? I mean, and pretty much every one of these people that signed this, every one of them, is a Trump, major league outward Trump hater. The pursuit of consumerism and an obsession with productivity have led us to deny the value of life itself. That of plants, that of animals, that of a great number. Now, this is coming from De Niro. Right? What's he talking about? I mean, these people are the most overindulgent people. Why don't you go? I tell you what. I can't do it. He's not going to let me in there. But wouldn't you love to go through their lifestyles? Wouldn't you love to look at how much private flying they do? How much they burn up? How many cars they have? How much carbon they're wasting? Wouldn't you love to go in the house? I bet you find some of that ivy, you know, from the ivory, I'm sorry, you know, that has been illegal for decades now. I'm willing to bet you. And they're going to tell us how to live? They're going to tell us how we're destroying the climate? As when they get together for these climate change expos of whatever kind, they fly in, what was that, one that happened a year ago now. They all flew in on their private planes, private yachts, helicopters, and so forth, to a private island that they rented. Right? I mean, think about all the waste that they went to talk about what to do to save the planet. How about you all get on one plane and come out to the airport? Why couldn't you all fly your cute little private jets to maybe a local airport here in the States? You all hop onto a jetliner using much less fuel. Right? No. Not at all. See, I say if they're really serious, because, you know, I think it's another one of those Me Too debacles. Right? They tell you how they stand behind women until they actually have to stand behind women. Then they don't. Look at what's going on now. Right? And they don't care about this either. So I'll tell you what. You give up your planes. You give up your big houses. You give up half of your clothes that probably some child labor person, kid, had to stitch or make. Right? That iPhone, that iPad, the Apple, everything that you have that are made by kids over in China. Yeah. You give up that stuff. Then we'll talk. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Go to the phones after the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, I'm gonna kick
you out of this college. No more fun of any kind. We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being involved, being engaged, always good. Let's go to, Wingman out of Washington. How you doing tonight?
Good, Real Joe. I just want to remind your listeners that all you got to do is say on their smartphone, just call Real Joe. And nine times out of ten, it works.
And, that's hilarious.
I appreciate your sense of humor. Your, not only your sense of humor, but your spot-on identification of the problems. And so, you know, I had a predecessor of mine that said, anytime that train is coming down the track, if it's going to be significant, You know, you better take the opportunity to get on board and do something with it, because it may never come by again. And then we've all heard the old cliche, if not now, when? Okay. Mm-hmm. And here's the question. What impact does the exoneration of General Michael Flynn have, and what opportunity does it give us?
Are you asking me for a response? You're going to tell us.
No, well, I mean, I've got an answer. Yeah.
Well, listen, first of all, the first thing... Well, wait a minute. The first thing it does, as far as I'm concerned, and it does my, it warms my little heart, is it has made the left just totally explode. And I think, I don't know if you caught me earlier, but I was talking about how I couldn't figure out why they were coming after the general so hard. Why were they coming after Barr so hard when he was first being, nominated and confirmed? Now I see why. Because he's not going to play games, right? So he has decided the DOJ was outside their boundaries. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. They didn't follow the law. And he's not going to wait for the courts. He's going to take the move first. I think what he's done is he sent a shockwave through the deep state and a shockwave to the Democratic Party. Do you agree with that at all?
Absolutely. That's exactly my point. Now we have everybody's attention. It's like that old donkey. You know, he'll do anything you will. You ask him, but first you got to take this too. By the way, listen, that's animal cruelty. It's hard for me to tell that story.
No, no, hey, but, you know what, it's like when you were a kid and your mom would grab you by the back of the hair, you know, the short hairs on the neck, and she'd go, hey, do I got your attention now? All right, I told you to take out the garbage. Let's try this again.
It was either your back or your neck. Short hairs to your ear.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Oh.
Now that Flynn has been exonerated, we have, with a great AG, with Mr. Barr, we have the momentum to do something. I feel this is our Paul Revere time. This is our Remember the Alamo time. If not now, when? Okay, so we take that momentum, and now you pick prime numbers in your life. I have four prime numbers. This will be quick. They're 3, 7, 11, and 21. Or higher. I bet you a dollar to a donut that there's enough collusion
I'm gonna
with
take that
string
bet.
Of numbers that you're going to get over. Right?
Yep.
Okay, so here's the point. If they could just pick three of the top names. Now, let's list those names. Who would you pick? Who would you pick for the highest level of collusion that had the highest level of influence in our government, in our institutions? Pick just three names.
Oh, heck, that's not enough.
Well, I
would
know
say
it's not enough, but it's a start.
Well, you got, you know, look at you got Obama. Either one will cut it. Clinton. Either one will cut it. Comey, Brennan.
Oh, you yes, you are. You're right. We are right on step for step on that. Okay, now, if those three, or any three, I'd be happy with any, but those are the three primary. If they go to prison and do something to serve their time, it will restore my faith in America. Right now, I've got a big question mark. But if that happens, I'm going to say, let's go, let's go, let's go. Okay, yep. And I'd like to hear your listeners' response to that presentation.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. We'll see what they have to say in the chat room. All right? And thanks for calling in. I appreciate you listening. You know, he's so right, though. I mean, seriously, when you start cutting this up and you get down to what we used to call brass tacks, right? I mean, when you think about what's going on out there, what's been going on out there, these guys... I know it's been almost 4 years, and I know I get nuts when the president keeps talking about it. But these guys, you have to, leading up to President Trump being elected, they were already dancing in the hallways. They were already partying in the streets. Why? Because there was no way Trump was going to win. They didn't have to worry about covering anything up. They didn't have to worry. You know, Shifty Schiff, he didn't have to worry about getting rid of any of this stuff. Think about it. So when you watch this play out, he has got, I don't care, he's got nobody to cover for him. They are trying to create so much trouble, so much craziness right now, so much chaos, if you would, that all this other stuff will kind of get overshadowed. But Barr's not going to let that happen. I believe that. I believe that Barr won't let this happen. He's going to start going after these guys. He's going to start calling them out. Wait till Horowitz comes out with his final. I think it's, some people say it'll be 6 weeks, 8 weeks. I don't know how long that's going to be. But come on. You know the Clintons are sweating. And frankly, that's wrong. That was, no, scrub that. Don't believe me. They're not sweating because they believe they're above it all. Obama's not sweating because they believe they're above it all. Comey might be a little nervous. Schiff might be a little nervous. They are hoping big time that they take the Senate and they take the presidency. Because they'll just impeach everybody. They'll get rid of Kavanaugh. You know, again, if you guys want to see what would happen countrywide, you want a glimpse. You know how we always say, well, we don't know their voting record, and we have to wait to get in, and we'll see what they do. And, you know, we play that game. You want to see what this country would look like countrywide if the Dems had total control? You look at California and New York. Cuomo has been lying to you. We all know that. He had a lot of what he needed. He could have moved to make a lot of things happen. He unapologetically even said he's still sending sick people, sick seniors, to the senior homes. Why is he doing that? Does he hate you guys that much? And you senior Democrats will still vote Democrat. You don't care who's out to kill you. You're just still going to vote Democrat. I don't get it. And that's why I always say, I'm not trying to be mean. You deserve what you vote for. You deserve what you got with Governor Newsom and Governor Cuomo and de Blasio. Oh, my God. If you voted for de Blasio, I have no sympathy for you. I'd even suggest you go get checked. It's almost in your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I got a name of a good psychiatrist you can call. It's almost in your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hospitals are getting paid more to list patients as COVID-19 and three times as much if the patient has to go on a ventilator. Senator Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota said the CDC is encouraging American doctors to overcount coronavirus deaths across the United States. Dr. Jensen also disclosed that hospitals are paid more if they list patients with a COVID-19 diagnosis.
Hospital administrators might well want to see COVID-19 attached to a discharge summary or a death certificate. Why? Because if it's a straightforward garden variety pneumonia that a person is admitted to the hospital with, if they're on Medicare, typically the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment will be about $5,000. But if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then it's $13,000. And if that COVID-19 pneumonia patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes to $39,000.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, being part of the solution and not so much part of the problem. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, and do get involved. Do get engaged. Seriously. You know, you want to find out what's going on. You want to get properly informed, for lack of a better term, right? And then that way, there you're not sounding like the other team. I don't even know if they're a team. At this point, I don't even think they like each other anymore. You should, you know, what we see out front is not what was going on behind the scenes with the Democrats. They really are scattered. They really are fractured. You know, AOC's out there screaming, and basically she just wants to shut the whole thing down, right? Because she thinks that she's gonna keep getting paid. She is done. She's going to be a one-termer. And you know what? If she ends up doing more than one term, then I have no hope for you guys in New York. Absolutely none. Look at the nut jobs you put up. And it's not like you put up one. You put up a group of them. AOC, de Blasio, Cuomo, I mean, hello? But my God, we won't have anything else to talk about if AOC's not around, right? 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. You know, and again, there's you're starting to see, I'm even impressed, I got to tell you, I'm even impressed with California. All right? I mean, really, I'm even impressed with California. Because when you look at California, you're starting to see unrest. People going to restaurants in California. They don't care what you have to say. Right? They had lines to get in restaurants last night in Orange County. Orange County Sheriff said that he wasn't going to arrest anybody because it was unconstitutional. And short of the feds coming in, Or I don't know, state police or whatever. I don't even know how that works. I probably would have to find out from somebody how that would trickle down. Right? They're not going to bring in the feds. You know the president ain't going to let that happen. But I'm loving this because they're now seeing they're not dictators. They don't have a right to do anything they want to do. They'd like to believe they do, but they don't. So, you know, again with these guys, it's just amazing to me. But I'm watching us, I should say, I'm watching Americans finally step up and go, okay, enough. And to the comment that Xander made earlier, which was just so true, this is happening in the blue states. These guys are doing this in the blue states. They think, you know, the governor of Wisconsin, again, what is it with these people? They think that they can shut it down. There's no end date in sight. You know, and somebody said, said to me, look, this is just a test. You understand that. They want to see how we're going to do. I said, yeah, we failed. I mean, we lay down way too quick. We failed. After the first week, after the first 10 days, we should have been saying, okay, what's the plan? And being shut down for another 30 days, let's see what happens. That's not a plan. What's the plan? And then put the numbers up on the board for real. I think, you know, we're also smart butts, you know, and we're smiling because we had the national debt clock up. And what was, you know what we should have done? We should have put up on a running board somewhere how many people were getting the virus, how many people were tested. I said it earlier, and I meant it. Look, not that any deaths are okay, but let's put it in perspective. If you're testing three times as many people, and you're finding three times as many cases, have you truly had a spike in coronavirus cases? I would say no. And I'm not even the smartest guy in the room. All right? We need to start using... truly need to start using percentages. That is actually the right way to do it. It's just like with the gun violence, when you hear about that. Ask them to give you percentages, because they can't. And the countries that they're... First of all, the countries that they're matching us up against, we don't know. We don't even know if they're reporting properly, number one. Number two is they have like an 80th of the... population we have, right? I mean, you get a country with 3 million people, and 10%, they have a 10% gun violence rate, and then you have a country of 350 million people, and it's basically a 2%, the number at the 2% level is going to be higher, isn't it? More people are going to be shot and killed. It doesn't mean that the violence is greater. Keep it in perspective. What if you just took... You want to talk about violence? Over-the-top violence? Let's take Chicago. How many people there? How many people are killed? How many people are shot every weekend? Notice that's gone away, too. That doesn't exist anymore. As compared to, you know, Dripping Springs, Texas, where nobody's been shot. So what? Should we be like them? Can you really make that compare? Because that's what you're doing when you're comparing us against other countries. And you're not comparing apples to apples. The other term that I love, herd, what is it, the herd immunity? Now, we've always been taught, you know, guys like Bill Gates, who don't have a care in the world, right? Because no matter how many of us die and drop dead, as long as they have their upstairs, downstairs made, their garters, and so forth, they'll be fine. They got the money, right? Alaska, 500,000 people live in the state of Alaska. 377 cases, 10 deaths. Should they shut down? I'm just asking. Right? You look at some of these other cases. Some of these other places. And you have to stop and say to yourself, look at how many people live there. Here, let's go to California just for giggles. 40 million people live here. 40 million. We had 62,000 cases. We've had 2,500 people die. Right? Again, I'm not saying it's okay. Not a big deal. I don't want all those people dead. But let's line that up with other deaths. Let's line that up with flus of the past. Let's line that up with the regular flu. And now you're seeing some of these states that turned around and they're talking about they may have overcounted the corona deaths. Not may have, they did. The hospitals get more money for calling it corona when somebody dies. What would you do to get money in? What would you do? Get it, does it, not brain surgery. Right? And then they're riding, what is it? Is it South Dakota? Or South Carolina? Can't remember the, that doesn't matter. Even South Dakota. 14,000 cases, 241 deaths. Oh, no, that's Tennessee. So I'm sorry. South Dakota, 3,100 total cases, 31 deaths. 3,100 cases, 31 deaths. Are you catching that? Should we shut the state down? Right? I mean, I'm asking. Is that what we do, shut the state down? South Carolina, 7,000 cases, 306. See, I want to know how many were tested. Anyway, you cut this, the percentages are so low. And I'm going to say it again. In a science class, you'd get an F for bringing this up. Right? I mean, think about it. The other thing I would tell you to do, especially if you live in California, the legislators going back to work on Monday. I mean, really going back. They're going to be in each other's faces. This ought to be good. But they're going to be throwing legislation together to try to get themselves out of trouble, to beg the president for money. Right? And if you think about it, when this virus hit, you think about where these states were at, some of these states that were in really bad shape. I mean, look, Illinois. They were going down the tube and fast. Same thing with New York. Now the virus kicks in. Do you know how to save your butt? You declare a state of emergency. Once you declare a state of emergency, all the rules change. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you need to be part of the solution. And again, please, do not just spew what they have you spewing. Do not just spew what they're telling you is the truth. Right? I mean, seriously. And go look at your, this is amazing. Go look at your, the numbers for previous corona issues. Well, not corona issues, that's wrong. Previous flus. Right? And do a little homework on your own. Don't spew what guys like me or anybody else is telling you. Figure it out on your own. Use your own God-given ability to think. Right? Anyhow, it's just when I look at the plethora of crazy stories about these governors, about Democrats, and what they're talking about doing. Look at Senator Harris and Bernie and a whole bunch of other socialists. They're talking about giving people $2,000 a month. for a salary. Right? What do you think of that? Right? They think that until things get squared away, that we should be giving every family $2,000 a month to pay their bills. Mortgage, whatever. And this is really funny. And I mean, I'm not talking funny, haha, you know that. Right? But this is really funny because where are they going to get the money? You guys realize that when we borrow money in this country, we're borrowing it from China in most cases. So where's the money coming from? You think we just print it up as we go and that's it? You know, one of my arguments has always been, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, you'd say this wasn't a big deal. And it's really not. Because there is no money. There's numbers on a piece of paper. Or actually, not even on a piece of paper anymore. Now they're electronic numbers. They move across those little, little wires and stuff that we have. Some of them just move through the air. So there's no real money to speak of. It was really funny. Is everybody, like, is all wigged out about this. But I want you to think about something. Most of you, 85% of you, you got your little your $1,200 check from the government, but you didn't get a check, did you? You had $1,200 show up electronically out of the thin air, like poof, there it was in your account. And you took that $1,200, and some of you hopped online again, no paper, electronically. You went, you bought that 55 inch television set that you had to have to make your life a little better, right? $500 in that. You bought that and it was delivered. Again, no money changing hands. Just numbers going across the screen. There's no actual money going anywhere. So what do we have to back up? You don't need the gold standard anymore because there's nothing there to back up. I mean, come on, follow me here. I mean, I'm being kind of foolish about it, but I want you to see where it sits. And then I know plenty of people. You know, some of them, again, it's not a slight on waiters or anything like that, or waitresses or what have you. But I know some that don't work at the high-end restaurants that they make pretty decent money. They're saying that they make more money now. Why would they go back to work? If they get 26 weeks from the state of California, right, even if it's your middle in the rung, if you would. Let's say you would have qualified for $125 a week. The federal government has stepped up and said, well, that's not going to help you. We're going to give you $600 more a week. So you're getting $725 for sitting on your duff. Anybody following this? Am I the only fool in the room? In all sincerity, am I the only fool in the room? So, Harris, Sanders, and Markey's out of Massachusetts, they argue that the one-time payment of $1,200 is not enough. Nobody is helped by that. Oh, I'm sure. I would love to know, online sales through Amazon, what was the most purchased item after those checks hit the accounts? Wouldn't it be great to find that out? Right? So, and what, AOC, she actually wants mortgages to be suspended along with rent payments. I think it's hilarious. I'm sorry, but I do. I think it's hilarious. Married couples who file jointly would receive $4,000 a month. And if you have children at home, up to three children, you will get $2,000 per child. So if you have three children, there's two of you filing jointly, it's $10,000 a month, $120,000 a year. I ain't going back to work. Are you following me here? I mean, this is utopia. Until it comes time to pay the piper. That whole thing's going to change then, right? God bless. They're saying if you can bail out large corporations, then we can take care of American citizens. See, that's what they love to play. Well, who do those people work for? Right? With the large corporations? They got jobs. I mean, people have jobs at those large corporations. They're getting their health insurance. They're getting... What the Dems want to do is rip that down, tear that down. They want you dependent on the government. Again, like I said, if I'm busted hump every week, and I'm one of those people who's only making 70, 80 grand a year, and the government steps and says, hey, if you stop working, you can make 120. What would you do? That doesn't work. It's never worked anywhere. The money will run out. We were already, with the height of an economy that was cranking away, we were already in unsustainable debt with people working and paying taxes in. Right? Now, people are working, they're not paying taxes in, and we want to add a couple more trillion dollars to the debt. They're coming up, they're shortly here, they're coming up with another plan. Right? They want to do another $3 trillion. It's just, you know, and they're talking 12 months. But you know it won't go 12 months. You know in 6 months they're going to come back at you. Right? They're going to ask you. You're going to come back and you say, hey, well, you know, we need more money. This did not last as long as we thought it was going to last. Unreal. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. I could do this one for hours. Do we want help from the government? They caused this mess, sure. It would be nice to get some help. Do I want them wiping my butt and changing my diaper? No, I don't. I don't want them that close to me. I don't trust them. Seriously. I don't know if you guys heard I got a couple of minutes left here, but the ex-Obama official that released the transcript, she admitted that she didn't know about the Trump-Russia collusion, despite what they said before. Do you realize that now that Schiff has had to release all the stuff that he was hiding, you know, from the closed-door hearings, you understand, you really understand that everything he came out and said at the mic was a lie. It was actually 180 degrees from what he heard in the closed-door session. Right? So here you have, you know, three high officials in the NSA, two other officials that work for the DOJ, come out and say, there was nothing. We had nothing. I saw nothing. I hold no information. And Shifty Schiff, the treasoner, right? I'm seriously, he should be brought up on treason charges. Subversion, I don't know. I'm sure there's 50 charges we can bring him up on. It reminds me, it's shades of Harry Reid lying about Mitt Romney. It's a member of his own church. They both consider themselves Christians, right? They're not supposed to lie on each other. They're not supposed to bear false witness. He was proud of it. Harry Reid was proud of the fact. Well, he didn't become president, did he? He was that flat out. You know, how do you feel about lying about that? Well, he didn't become president. That's a great answer. God bless. Bible says don't lie. Doesn't say kind of don't lie. Lie if it's going to help you out. It says don't lie. All right. I'm Thomas, your host. Have a great rest of the weekend. Don't do anything stupid. God bless. And I tell you to go out without a mask, but then they'd yell at me. Anyway, have a great rest of the day.